it's Emma from the International Bunch. Happy International Women's Day! Explore some opinions from across our industry, including advice and insights from some of the wonderful women. Celebrating International Women's Day from across our industry. There are many great things about our industry, but the most incredible part is the people in it. We're so lucky to work with so many exceptional people in our industry every day. This year, we're showcasing some of those amazing people in celebration of International Women's Day. Hashtag IWD 2024, hashtag Inspire Inclusion. Join some of the great women in our industry as they share insights on lessons learned, career advice, who inspires them, and top tips. Finding inspiration. Who inspires me? You do. The people that are coming through and shaping the future and taking it by the scruff of the neck. Hannah Baldwin, Senior Marketing Leader. So much of my career in scholarly publishing has been defined by people who have encouraged me, who've put my name forward, who've listened and pitched and mentored. And it's those people who inspire. And for many, who have become my very true friends. Stephanie Lovegrove Hansen, Vice President, Marketing, Silverchair. Who inspires me in our industry? Two names come quite quickly to mind. First is an ex-colleague of mine, Kim Eggleton, who works at IOP Publishing. She is currently Head of Peer Review and Research Integrity, and she's fantastic. She is an incredibly driven person and really focused on increasing equity and access for people of all backgrounds to scholarly publishing and physics publishing in specific. She's also really smart and very methodical about the way she goes about making those things happen. It's not just lofty ideals, she's very practical as well, so I find her very inspiring. Also, somebody who I've met through my work at 67 Bricks. It's one of our clients, Emma Vodden, who works at the British Editorial Society of Bone and Joint Surgery. They've undergone a huge amount of digital transformation and very ambitious product development over the last 18 months or so. A lot of that's down to her drive and her ability to bring people on side with her and inspire them with what she thinks is right for the business. So I find her very inspiring as well with the amount that she has achieved in with such a small team. Obviously, partnering alongside 67 Bricks. But you know, for the most part, really driving through that change herself. So she's also very inspiring, but there are tons everywhere you look in scholarly publishing. There are just super smart people doing really exciting and interesting things. Emma Watkins, Head of Marketing and Communications, 67 Bricks. Are there any particular women that I'd like to celebrate? I think there's quite honestly far too many to mention in the industry. There are a lot of women in the industry and there are a lot of fantastic men in the industry. Again, too many to mention. I've worked with some absolutely incredible women over the last 20 years and I want to take this opportunity to celebrate all of them in case any of them are watching. But really, I also want to do a shout out to all the amazing women in academia, the policymakers, the scientists, the researchers. Women in academia should be celebrated as well, and of course, without them, we wouldn't be able to work in this wonderful industry that we have in publishing. It wouldn't exist. So I'm taking the opportunity to have a shout out to those particular women. Alison Lang, Non-Executive Director, ALPS. Advice for those new to the industry. I've been in scholarly publishing now for over 20 years, and I'm going to talk today about what I would say to somebody who is about to enter the scholarly publishing world for the first time. I would say welcome, great choice, and this is a fantastic community to be part of. It's actually quite hard to leave. My recommendations are to get involved as much as possible in as many things as possible. Conferences such as UKSG and ALPS are great places to start and will often have specific networking opportunities for first-time attendees. Take the time to get to know all of the stakeholders in your world, whether that's researchers, librarians, competitors, people from different parts of the publishing industry. You never know who you'll meet, and putting in the effort to grow your network early on will pay dividends later in your career, even if it's quite daunting at first. Take any opportunity that comes your way. It's a really fast-paced industry. It's changing all the time. It's very wide-ranging. It's fascinating and it spans a real breadth of subjects and areas. Innovation, education, publishing, technology, content. Don't pigeonhole yourself. That would be a piece of advice as well for me. Hannah Baldwin, Senior Marketing Leader. Find your people and find the people who are going to boo you and challenge you and inspire you. Stephanie Lovegrove Hansen, Vice President, Marketing, Silverchair. Now, I would say don't limit yourself to just your vertical. One of the best experiences I had in my career was when I was at IOP Publishing. I was working on society partner titles and looking after the marketing for that. And the best thing I did as part of that role was kind of work cross vertical with operations and the peer review teams, with finance, with the commercial teams, with it on all the things that were affecting those society partner journals. It gave me a really broad understanding of the whole infrastructure of scholarly publishing, and it was an experience that I definitely valued and gave me a lot of confidence to progress in my career. So I would say that's something you should really look for, whether that's within your own particular company, whether you can shadow other people, or in fact you can do things like through ALPS, for example. They have lots of introductions to courses on different topics. So for example, if you're an editorial colleague, you might want to do an introduction to marketing or an introduction to finance. And that might be a really useful way of finding out a lot more about the industry you work in. Emma Watkins, Head of Marketing and Communications, 67 Bricks. I would really just say embrace the variety it can offer you in career progression. When I joined my first publishing organisation, I joined as a scientist, sort of. Primarily most interested in content development. I thought that's where I could contribute the most at the time. But I would say that if you are keen to explore other options, then publishing has a huge variety of areas you can excel in. Finance, project management, data analytics, sales and marketing, technology or copyright law. So find a mentor or find someone you're closely aligned with that can support you in your journey. And in terms of learning more about those areas, it should be something you wish to pursue. And actually, to be honest, I wish I had done it a bit more when I was younger. Alison Lang, Non-Executive Director, ALPS. Overcoming barriers. Imposter syndrome affects 75% of female executives across industries, according to a recent KPMG study. It's certainly something that I felt and something that I've seen in other female colleagues, despite them being really great. One tip for those of you feeling unworthy of your achievements or accolades is to regularly keep a diary of challenges you've overcome and achievements as evidence of your growing skills. Then when doubts start setting, take a look over your list and allow yourself to feel more confident. Good luck. Christina Emery, Senior Marketing Manager, Springer Nature. In terms of barriers I've faced over the course of my career, a lot of it has come down from that lovely old pal imposter syndrome. I think it was overcome by things like mentorship, by networking, by working in a variety of companies, because I think perspective is a great antidote to imposter syndrome. Strike the balance. What would I say to my younger self as I entered the industry? This is something that I feel quite strongly about. Actually, I would say, Alison, don't work any weekends, and Alison, don't work on your holiday. But there we go, that was 20 years ago. Alison Lang, Non-Executive Director, ALPS. Happy International Women's Day to all of the incredible people in our industry. Need some inspiration? We've got plenty of resources for you, whether you're early in your career or a seasoned professional. Why not check out our Inspiring the Next CMO podcast series?